Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message I have given you. So God is telling Jonah for the second time to go to Nineveh. We know that the first time it wasn't so successful. Jonah's like, what? No, I'm going to go the opposite direction. Obviously ends up in the belly of a whale for 3 days before being spat out. And then God tells him now get up and go to Nineveh and give the message I have told you. What a gracious God that he tells Jonah for a second time. He doesn't need to do that. Jonah has disobeyed him. But God is gracious to us sometimes. And what happened? Jonah, it says, this time Jonah obeyed the Lord's commandment and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all. And he proclaimed his message. And to Jonah's surprise, the people of Nineveh repented. And Jonah was actually quite annoyed about that, as we know. But God gives us a job. He gives us something to do, something that we might not like Jonah had to do. We can't in one way justify ourselves and say, well, I don't want to do that. And then something happens and puts us back on the track to go and do that again. And God gives us a second opportunity. We can't say, I'm just like Jonah. I didn't want to do it and I did. Because the reason why we have these stories in our Bible is to learn from them, is to learn from Jonah's mistake and know in one way or the other, sometimes we might just end up doing that job anyway, even if it's a long, arduous journey to get there. But to be obedient and to say, I'm not going to be like Jonah. Yes, God, I know this is difficult, but I am the person that you want to do this task. Jonah was the person who God wanted to do this task. And they listened to Jonah when he got there. If he had just gone the first time, well, it wouldn't have been such an amazing story. But, that's obedience. And maybe we don't want the story of Jonah in the Bible because it reminds us how we can be as well. But the stories are here. This story of Jonah is here to help to remind us as we go out into the world to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ in the different ways that God has called us to do, that sometimes when there's something that we think is difficult, that we should just go, okay, God, I know this is a difficult one for me, but I pray that with your Holy Spirit that you will help me. Please do not let me be like Jonah and walk in the opposite direction. Please let me be obedient because I've learnt your message in the book of Jonah, that you give me a great task and I'm going to do it for you and your glory because these people need it. And that's the thing. Those people had a few more weeks, however long it was, of living a life that was contrary to what God was doing. It wasn't a help to them. And Jonah then obeyed God and they listened. If only he had done that the first time. So let us be not like Jonah. Let us take that task that God has given us and do it the first time round. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Jonah didn't listen to you the first time, went and did what he thought was right in his own eyes. Let us learn from his mistake and always be obedient to what you call us to. Amen.